Hilde Spiel's novel, Katy on the Bridge, was awarded the Julius Reich Prize in Vienna in 1934. Zeisel is easily recognized in the figure of the musician.
Then he plays again, first Negro spirituals, and then some short songs, settings of Morgenstern and Ringelnatz. Then he played something from his first quartet, which was so vibrantly alive that one could perfectly imagine the violin and viola parts. At the very end, he played his setting of Petzold's poem, The Dead Proletarian, with the words, "My hardship and suffering have come to an end."
Also interesting is Spiel's physical description of Erich Zeisel from the same novel.
The first thing one noticed were his eyes, which were blue-gray and clear as deep water, with brown pebbles at the bottom, always moving, and a little sad. His head was powerful, hair growing wildly from his forehead, his mouth wide and dark, like his eyebrows, which looked like thick paint strokes. His face remained remarkably childlike, as if only the forehead was somehow engaged in his mission, leaving the rest of his soul unfazed, always harmless and innocent in his reactions. His body was small, thick, and a little round. His hands had their own allure, hanging like two sleeping beasts at his side, his palms, stubby and powerful, like hillocks.
Finally, in her memoirs, In Times of Darkness and Blight, written in 1989, she goes on to relate,
"I participated in some improvised theater performances within a new circle of friends, where I found myself listening to house concerts performed by a certain Erich Zeisel, who could play entire symphonies of Bruckner and Mahler on the piano, simulating so perfectly the horns and the brass that you really believed you could hear them.